Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Next time somebody says,
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
It is that time of the week when we try to guess where Scott Jago has been roaming, and I will try and guess with the clues along with Joe Pott.
Had some fans at SIUE talking to me about roaming St. Louis.
Ah.
They're big roaming fans.
People are guessing
That's
at home.
Right. Yep.
Yes, we are vocally guessing, but
Correct.
They're at home guessing
Probably
out loud.
Doing better than me.
Probably. They're like,
they're
you
playing
stupid
the home
idiots.
Game.
The home version, that's right.
The home version.
Tell them what they win, Scott.
Oh, a biscuit. All right, let's start with clue number one.
Voted best place to dance many, many times. It was a place where a lot of people met and fell in love and had kids, you know? Yeah, it's like it's a very historic and awesome landmark spot.
That's a pretty funny answer.
Yeah.
A lot of people met there, had babies. And haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, you know.
Not had babies there.
Right.
Well, don't know the details.
Yeah. Dancing, wow. We don't talk about dancing a lot.
I know, and that's why I played it as the first clue. Because it's really interesting. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
I saw her doing crazy things with mushrooms in terms of like boiling and brewing. And it's an incredible menu so far. And I'm really excited to see the direction of putting a little bit more thought into our beverage program too this time around, you know? So, yeah.
Mushrooms with a cocktail?
It's in one of them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's actual mushrooms, not like psilocybin.
Yeah, not shrooms.
But still, that could explain the babies.
Yeah, mushrooms in a cocktail.
I haven't had that before.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, we have clue number three now.
Holds roughly 900 people, and then we could, we're working on a build out for the back where the whole back wall will be a shipping containers on wheels, and they can move into the street. And then when that happens, we close the street with the city, and we have 1,500 people now. I mean, outdoor city concerts are a rare thing, you know what I mean? So it's kind of separates itself pretty well, and I think it's a very unique experience.
This is cool. So they're gonna have shipping containers that roll out into the street as a stage.
That sounds so cool.
It is,
and it's in the city.
It's in the city,
and it's a
huge place.
It's a traditional dance place.
900 to 1,500 people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing.
No, I think I have something formulating, but I don't know if it's right. What?
I'm just going to go home.
I could be totally wrong.
I have no idea.
I doubt it.
I had an
it's
idea.
Evolved into this big community free street party event. The main stage talent this year is BJ the Chicago Kid, which is a great act out of Chicago. I booked him over at Music at the Intersection last year, actually. A lot of St. Louis acts, a lot of culture is very rich and well-rounded and diverse. And I just think it's a great showcase of art for our city. And it's free.
Free. All right. We like free.
Free is good.
Yeah.
Free events.
Free concerts.
Free concerts.
Love that.
Yeah. Street concerts, too. I mean, it's in the street. So that is a good thing. And it's happening this weekend. So
this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a big clue.
Huh.
If you know your schedule.
I know. I should have looked at it.
Although I did ask him about the schedule because somebody was talking to me the other day and they're like, why do all these events have to be at the same time?
Right.
For example, last weekend was Evolution Fest and also Pride at Tower Grove Park.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was complaining, like, it's not great for small businesses that there are so many events all at the same time. People are so exhausted by going to these events that they don't go to the small businesses afterwards. And also there's traffic and there's other logistics. So I had a discussion with this person about it, and I think we do need to coordinate better because there are more weekends than September where we have to have events.
Right.
We've already had the balloon race and Music at the Intersection. And okay, so that's my gripe.
There is a lot. I think because the weather in September tends to be lovely.
But when is the weather really awful that we can't have an event? I mean, seriously.
January.
Okay.
Outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Still go inside.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I agree.
April,
I understand.
June,
right.
October. Oh, there's a lot of good.
Anyway, there are more choices.
I'm getting off.
Are they going to have the rolling shipping containers in operation this weekend?
No,
oh, okay.
Not.
That's in
the
future.
That's still to come. All right. I got one more clue.
Okay.
This might solve it. I can't remember.
There are a lot of great things happening right now for this neighborhood that can help maybe revive some of that energy where this district can be a bit of the pub crawl again, you know? And I think that in the meanwhile, I do see that places like Platypus and Handlebar and, you know, Just John's and all these other spots like are definitely getting their people are coming to those spots. I would love to see the connection. You know what I mean? That's what I would hope and dream for, I think.
Well, that just gave you the neighborhood.
Okay. So he was talking about the Grove.
Yes.
But is this in the Grove?
Yes.
Oh, so I was off. That was not what I was thinking. I was thinking Cherokee Street.
Nope. We are definitely in the Grove, and it's this weekend. It's Grove Fest. Grove Fest is this weekend. That is not the location of where I went, but it's part of it.
I don't know.
Nothing.
Dance place in
it's
the Grove.
New. I know. Yeah.
It's new and old at the same time. It's an old building that used to be something else, and now it is new.
Where you can dance, drink mushroom cocktails, maybe party in the street.
Yes.
Someday.
I don't know about the mushroom cocktails.
I would try it.
I don't know.
No guesses?
No.
It's on the corner. It's on a corner in the Grove.
Mm.
Nothing? All right. You want me to tell you?
Yes.
Atomic by... It used to be Atomic Cowboy. Now it's Atomic by J-Mo.
Okay.
That is Drew Jameson. He runs J-Mo Presents, which does a lot of concerts all year round everywhere.
They have a great outdoor patio thing.
And that is where they have the shipping containers or going to for the outdoor concerts that can go into the street. And he now runs Atomic by J-Mo, which is the same place as Atomic Cowboy, but now it has a new name.
Awesome.
Really cool. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally I will have cool. to check that out. Yeah. I used to go to Atomic Cowboy quite a bit and sit out on that patio.
All right. Well, we will learn more this Sunday morning from 6:30 to 9:30 on KMOX.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.